Hilchus Niskei Mammon, the laws of damages which are caused by one's property, chapter 6, and this chapter contains 13 halachas. The subject matter here is the process by which an animal that is inexperienced to do certain unusual types of damage, how this animal becomes a muad, an animal that is experienced to do so, and its owner will have to pay the full damage. Halacha Aleph, Ezehu muad. What animal is considered a muad? Is considered an animal who is now experienced to do those damages which it was previously not experienced to do. Koil shehe'idu boi shloisha yomim, an animal which had been warned, whose owner had been warned 3 days that his animal is causing this unusual type of damage. Avalim nogach b'yoy mechot, if however it gored on one day, oy noshach, or bit, oy ravatz, or trampled, oy bought, or kicked, oy nogaf, or it butted with its body or head, afilu mea pa'amim, even if it did it 100 times on that one day, ein zemua, this is not considered experienced. Heidu boi shlolish kitei eidim b'yoy mechot, if however 3 separate groups of witnesses came and warned him that his animal is doing this, even on one day, hareza safik, im huad eloi huad. In this case, it is a doubt as to what the law is, and whether this is now considered experienced or not experienced. Halocha beis, ein ha'odo ela b'fnei ha'baylim. This warning that is given, that the animal has become experienced to do this damage, can only be given in the presence of the owner, or b'fnei bezdin, and in the presence of the bezdin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'huad b'volov, they have said testimony against its owner, which means the owner has to be there, v'ein ha'odo ela b'bezdin, and since it's called testimony, a testimony can only be given in bezdin. Halocha gimel, shoyer shel cheiris shoyta v'kotn, an ox that belonged to a person who was not responsible, a deaf mute, or an imbecile, or someone severely retarded, or cotton, a child who is not yet bar mitzvah, or misha hu b'mdinas hayam, or it belonged to an owner who was not present to be warned here because he had traveled overseas, shenogchu, if they gored someone, pturim, they do not have to pay because there's no one to be brought to Bezdin to make him pay for it. Aval Bezdin ma'amidim lahem apetropsin. Nonetheless, Bezdin is to appoint someone to act on their behalf with power of attorney. Ume'idin b'hem b'fneho apetropsin. And the testimony against the animal is stated in front of the person who is acting with power of attorney here, and then it's considered as an experienced animal. Halacha dalad hiziku ashcha shehuadu b'fnei apetropesin. If they now cause damage again after they had been warned before the apetropesin, the guardians that had been appointed by the court, imadayin hutam, if the animal is still a tam, it had not yet become experienced 3 times, mishalim nezek echatzi nezek megufoy, now it pays, as the usual case, half the damage from the body of the animal. V'im huad by shloisha yomim, v'achakach hizik, and if they had warned it in the presence of the apotropsin, of the guardians, they had warned it for 3 days, v'achakach hizik, and afterwards it caused damage again, mishalim nezek sholim min ayofa, then he has to pay the full damage from the best property among the property of the guardians. And then when the orphans become bar mitzvah, yasu din im ha'apetropsin v'yashalmu lahem, then they will bring this to court, a case between them and the guardians, and they will reimburse the guardians. Halocha hei, shvarim shemesachkim bohem, o melamdim loisam ligach. Oxen, however, an ox that does not by himself become habituated to damage, but oxen that are used for bullfights, they have games with them, o melamdim loisam ligach, and they are trained to gore one the other, Eina muadim zelazah, they are not considered experienced to damage one the other. Va'afilu heimisu es ha'adam, and thereafter, if they've been trained to do the, to gore other oxen, even if they killed a person, einam chayovim misan, such an ox is not put to death. Shenamar, because the pasuk says v'chiyigach, if the ox will gore, loy sheyagichuhu, not when the ox is incited by others to gore. Halacha vav, shoyer shahuad, an ox that became experienced to do one of these damages and had been warned, v'nimkar, and then it was sold, oy nitan b'matana, or it was given to someone as a gift, chazal etamusay, it now reverts to its original inexperienced state, sharishus shenistanis mishanedinoi, because since the ownership changed, the law has been changed. Avolim hishiloi, however, if he lent him to someone, oy mosri l'shoimer, or he gave it to a watchman to watch it, harehu b'cheskosei, then it remains with its previous status, it remains experienced. V'chein shor shahuad b'fnei apetropsin, and so also an ox that had been warned in the presence of apetropsin, of guardians appointed by the court to see after the affairs of a deaf mute, or a idiot, or a child, v'nis pakech hacherish, and then the deaf mute began to hear and speak, v'nis tapah hasheita, or the idiot suddenly came to his senses, v'higdil hakotten, or the child became bar mitzvah, afal pisha botluho apetropsin, here we do not consider this a change of ownership, even though the guardians are discharged from their duties, harehe muodim b'cheskosam, nevertheless, the animal remains in the former status of being warned as experienced. Charei b'shuz b'ilim heim, because they ownership has not changed. They remain under the ownership of the original owners. We have merely discharged the guardian. Halacha zayin behema shehuada, an animal that had been warned that it was experienced. V'chazra ba midava shehuada loy, and now it changes its habit and is no longer in the habit of doing the thing about which he had been warned, chazra l'tamusa, it reverts to the inexperienced state. Ketzad, for example, shoyesha huad, ligach, an ox that had been warned that it is goring, v'chazra shalo yigach, and then it changed its habit and no longer gores, afa pisha hunoigeif, even though it still continues to damage by butting or pushing, hareza tam l'negicha, it now is inexperienced as regards goring. When do we consider that the animal has changed its habit and no longer does this? Until concerning the goring, the animal has become so tame that small children can pet him and he will not gore. V'chein b'shar ha'dvarim shehuad lahem, and so any of the other damages for which it had been warned, ad sheyeh mashmishu boy, until children can pet him, v'lo ye'oysa oysam, and he will not do that damage which he had previously been experienced to do. Halochiches, shoyer shehu muad leminoi, an ox that was experienced to cause this damage to other animals of its own species, to other oxen, hareza einei muad l'she'einei minoi, it is not considered experienced to gore animals of some other species, and if it will do so, it will still pay only half the damage. Huad la'odam, einei muad la'behema, if he had become experienced in goring people, he is not considered experienced to gore other animals. Huad l'ktanim, if he's experienced to gore children, einei muad l'gdeilim, he's not considered experienced to gore adults. Lefichach, therefore, im hizik as min shehu muad loy, if he damaged in this fashion the species for which it had been warned that he's experienced, mishalim nezik sholim, he pays the full damage. V'im hizik l'shar aminim, and if he damaged one or some other species for which he had not been warned, mishalim chatzi nezik, he pays only half the damage. Hoya muad l'shabosais, einei muad limois hachoil. If he had been experienced to gore people on Shabbos, he is not considered experienced to gore people on weekdays, because we assume that on Shabbos he gored people because he got all excited when he saw people dressed up in an unusual fashion in Shabbos dikah clothes, which he doesn't usually see them. But on weekdays he sees people in their fashion that he usually sees them, and so he's not excitable. V'imhizik b'shabosais, and so in such a case, if he now causes the damage on the Shabbos, mishalim nezek sholem, he has to pay the full damage. Ubi moisach choil, if he caused the damage on a weekday, mishalim chatzi nezek, he pays only half damage. Umeyemasai hi chazirosai, and in such a case, when will the animal be considered no longer apt to cause damage, no longer experienced? Mishay yemash mishuati noikis, boy bayoim, shehu muad loy, veloyia mazik nezik shehu ad loy. If for on Shabbos or whatever the day is on which the animal is experienced to cause damage, if on such a day the children can pet him and he will not cause the damage for which he was experienced. Halacha tes, nagach shor hayoyim v'chamor lemochav v'gomol b'yoyim shlishi. If it gored an ox today, a donkey tomorrow, and a camel on the third day, nasa muad lakoil. Now it's, since it, on 3 days it gored indiscriminately of the species, then we say it's experienced the goring without regard to species, and it's considered experienced for all animals. Ro shoy hayoyim v'nogchoy. If it saw an ox today and gored it, ulamacha ro shoy v'loy nogchoy, and the tomorrow it sees an ox and it doesn't gore it, ubeyoyim hashlishi ro shor v'nogchoy, and on the third day it saw an ox and did gore it, uvarevi ro shor v'loy nogchoy, on the fourth day it saw an ox and didn't gore, ubachamishi ro shor v'nogchoy, and on the fifth day it saw an ox and did gore, vashishi, on the sixth day, ro shor v'loy nogchoy, it saw an ox and it did not gore, nasa muad l'seirugim lishvarim. Now it is considered experienced to gore oxen on alternate days. So any similar case, it is considered experienced to do that which it had done 3 times on 3 days. If it saw an ox today and it gored it, and tomorrow it sees a donkey and doesn't gore it, on the third day it saw a horse and it gored it, on the fourth day it saw a camel and did not gore, on the fifth day it saw a mule and it gored, on the sixth day it saw an oroid, that's a different species of mule, and it didn't gore it. Nasa muad l'seirugin lakoil. Since on alternate days it gored without regard to species, it is considered forewarned and experienced in goring on alternate days all species of animals. V'yim nogach b'yoyim shehu muad loy, and if it gored on a day that it was experienced from, echad mishloishes haminim se nogach b'seirugim, any one of the three species of animal that it had gored on the alternate days, harei zemuad, it has the law of an experienced animal. Halacha yudalev, nogach b'chamisha osa l'choydesh zeh, if it gored on the 15th of this month, uveshisha asar lechoidesh sheni, and on the 16th of the second month, uveshiva asar lechoidesh lishi, and on the 17th of the third month, we had similar laws concerning nida. Eine muad ad sheyishalish bedilug. It is not considered experienced, since here it is goring on days that move ahead in the calendar each month. It is not considered experienced until it has moved ahead 3 times like that. Therefore, so even though it has gored 3 times, but the moving ahead in the calendar has only occurred twice. That is, once it moved from the 15th to the 16th, and once from the 16th to the 17th, it will not become experienced for such a goring unless it gored now on a fourth month, it gored on the 18th. There has to be 3 such movings ahead in the calendar. Shamar koil shofar v'nogach, if he heard someone blowing the shofar and he gored, koil shofar v'nogach, and then again he heard someone blow the shofar and he gored, koil shofar v'nogach, and again he heard a shofar blown and he gored, nasamuad l'shofars, then he becomes experienced to blow, to gore when someone blows a shofar. V'chein kol kayotzi bazan, so any similar case where something was done And as a result of this, he gored. Halacha Yud Beis. Nagach Shloisha Shvarim B'Shloisha Yomim Zachazeh. If he gored three oxen on 3 days, one after the other, Uvarevi Nagach Hamoir, and on the fourth day he gored a donkey, Uvachamishi Nagach Gomel, on the fifth day he gored a camel, Oisha Nagach Hamoir V'Gomel B'Tchila B'Shnei Yomim Zachazeh. Or to begin with, he gored a donkey and a camel to begin with on 2 days, one after the other. And afterwards he gored three oxen on 3 days, one after the other. Hareza Safek. In this case, we are in doubt. Im hu muad l'shvarim lebilvad, whether he's considered experienced only for oxen, since it was only oxen that he gored three times, or since he gored them all on subsequent days, consecutive days, whether he's considered experienced for all three species. And so also if it gored three Shabbosim, one after the other, and thereafter it gored on a Sunday and then on a Monday, or it did the opposite, the other way around. First it gored on a Thursday, and then on a Friday, and then on a Shabbos, and then the two subsequent Shabbosim. Hareza Safek. In this case, we are in doubt. Im hu muad l'Shabbosim bilvad, whether he is considered experienced only for Shabbos, because it was only the Shabbosim that happened three times in a row, or l'shloishes hayomim sheshnayim mehem choyel, or to all 3 days of which two are weekdays. Halacha Yud Gimel. So what do we do in such cases of doubt? V'chol elu asveikis v'chayetzibem. And so all of these doubts, or similar doubts, where we are in doubt whether the animal has been forewarned and is experienced for this or not, ein mechayivim bohem es hamazik elachatzi nezik. We only make the one who caused the damage pay half the damages, because since it might be considered a tam, an inexperienced animal, we cannot take more than half the damage from him, since the rule always is that when you want to take money from someone, you have to bring the proof. And here there's no proof, we are in doubt as to the law. V'imtofas ha'nizek nezek sholim. Nonetheless, if the damaged person grabbed from him his property the full amount of the damage, since he now has the damage, has the money, and the other one wants to be reimbursed back from that, we do not take it from him, because now the one who caused the damage would have to prove that it's inexperienced, and he cannot do so. And so, if he has grabbed the money, we do not take it back from him.